Okay, we're going to start here at the top of Kuf Yud Bet Amud Aleph with the Gemara. The Mishnah told us about a case where a person is mekabel dam in the kos, and then it gives us two cases. In one case in which he did the matnot dam bifnim first, and then he did the matnot dam b'chutz, and the other possibility where he did the matnot dam b'chutz first, and then bifnim. Both of those cases, the Mishnah says it's chayav. So on that, the Gemara says, Vishlomo b'chutz, v'chazer v'natam bifnim, if he does b'chutz first, and then he brings it in bifnim, shikulu ro'oi liot bifnim. The entire coast was ro'oi liot bifnim, and therefore it makes sense that he's chayav, because when he went b'chutz, he used something that was ro'oi bifnim, and he's chayav for that. Aval bifnim, the other way around, where he does bifnim first, ve'lan b'chutz, shirayim yinhu. If he's already completed the matnot dam inside, then whatever he is putting outside are shirayim, so they're not ro'oi lepetachol mo'ed, so why is he chayav? So ha'mani, as we mentioned when we read the Mishnah, it's Reb Nechemi. This Mishnah's author, this dam Mishnah is like Reb Nechemi. Damer shari adam shikuvam b'chutz chayav. Nechemi shita that shari adam that are done outside are chayav because Reb Nechemi believes that they are ma'akev. Since they're ma'akev in the Mikdash, therefore when you do them b'chutz, you're going to be chayav for them. So that's why here, when you do bifnim, and then achar kach b'chutz, even though the dam is shirayim, nevertheless you're chayav for that. It says, I Reb Nechemi, I'm a seifa. What are you going to do with the latter part of the Mishnah if Rabbi Nechemi is really the author of this Mishnah? Here with the case where Kibel Dama B'Shnei Kosot, he did the Kibbalat Adam in two different cups. Natan Shnehem Bifnim Patur. Does both inside is Patur. Shnehem B'chutz. Does both outside Chayav. Echad Bifnim. Vechad B'chutz. Patur. He does one inside, and then one outside, he's patur. V'hamar Rabbi Nechemi, Sheri Adam Shikram B'chutz Chayav. Isn't this your classic case of Sheri Adam? He has two kosot. He puts one kos on the inside, and then the other kos is going to go to outside. When he finished with the kos on the inside, what's left in the other kos is Sheri Adam. So since it's Sheri Adam, and according to Rabbi Nechemi, your Chayav is Sheri Adam, why aren't you Chayav when you take the second kos and go outside? So the Gemara says, Seifa Atan L'Tanakamo de Rabbi Elozer b'Rabbi Shimon. Seifa goes according to the Tanakamo of Rabbi Elozer b'Rabbi Shimon. Damar, Kos Oseh Dichui L'Chaveiro. This is an important concept here, that if you have Shtei Kosot, we had this earlier in the Masechta, that if you have two separate Kosot of Dam, then if you use one of the Kosot to do the Matno Dam, the other Kos becomes Nidchet. It becomes pushed away where it's unusable. It's not called Shari Adam anymore. In a single Kos, Rabbi Nechemia says, whatever you use from that kos is the matnot dam. Whatever's left over is the shari adam. On that shari adam, it's me'akev, and you'll be chayav b'chutz. On the other hand, if you have it in two kosot, then whatever kos you use for the matnot dam, the other kos becomes not shirayim, but nidchet. It's totally out of the picture. It's not ra'uy anymore, ve'ol moed. And that'll explain the difference between the ratio and the seif of the mission. The ratio is atan the Rabbi Nechemia, that we're talking about shari adam or ma'akev, and therefore if you do bifnim first, and then you do b'chutz your chayav, because that's in a single kos. In a single kos, the shari adam or ma'akev, and you're going to be chayav for that. The seif of the mission that says if you do echad bifnim echad b'chutz your patur, that's because that it's two kosot. And with two kosot, the first kos is the one that's matnot dam and contains the shirayim. The second kos is not shirayim. It's totally unusable. Since it's totally unusable, it's nitcheit. Therefore, you're not going to be chayav b'chutz for that. Now, the Gemara discusses this latter part of our Mishnah, which says that the ma'adavar domeh. What is this case similar to? The Mishnah has the basic case of damim, and then it compares it to a case of a chatat shenevda, chatat that got lost. So the Gemara wants to know, on that comparison, l'ma'adavar domeh lomali. What was the purpose of bringing down that case in the Mishnah? The Mishnah is amply clear without that comparison. So what's the Mishnah doing by bringing in that case? It must be that it's coming to teach us something. Hamani, Rabbi. That Mishnah, or our Mishnah, is authored by the position of Rabbi. Damar avudo b'shat hafrasha meita. That someone is lost during the process of hafrasha, then they die. Ve'hochi ka'amar. And this is what it's saying. Taimo the avda. The point is here that it got lost. Ha hifrish techat ha'od achrayot. On the other hand, if he was mafrish from the beginning, lichat chila to chatot, in case one of them gets lost, chad minau mikara olahi. One of them in the beginning becomes an olah. So you have different stages along the way with your chatat. You have the stage at which you are mafrish the animals at that moment when you take them. There you could take one chatat or two chatot. There even Rabbi agrees. Even Rabbi agrees at that point that if you are mafrish two chatot, then we don't say about the second one that it's chatat shenit chapru bala and it's the mitah. Because we know that's the din. Anytime you have two chatot, you put one of them on as a chatat, the second one goes to the mitah. So if that's the case, then over here too, even when he's mafrish two chatot, the other one, the second one, should go to the mitah. The answer is no. Even Rabbi agrees. At the moment, if you do it the chatchila that way, then you have in mind that one of them will be a chatat, and one of them will be an olah. That's what you have in mind. Then there's the second stage, is after you've already been mafrish, save only one of them, and then it gets lost. And you bring in a replacement. That's a replacement bishat hafrasha at the time that you before you did the kaparat habalin. The last case is actually where you do bring in the chatat. Is it avudu at the time that you bring the second chatat? So those are the three different stages. Machlokas Rabbi and the Chachamim as to when it matters. When does it matter that you had two chatot? You use one of them. The other one goes lemita. So according to Rabbi, then it does not matter at the time that you're mafrish. When you have two chatot at the time that you're mafrish, it doesn't matter. When does it matter? Matters if after you've been mafrish a single chatat. It gets lost and then you replace it. Rabbi says in that instance it goes to the mitah. The Chachamim disagreed with him and said even in that case, since the two chatot were present before he was nitkaper, they're also like the case of where he took them out, two of them lachrayut in the beginning. Rashi mentions over here, v'chem the Rabbanan. According to Rabbanan, ba'avudah b'shat afrasha, when it was lost at the time of the afrasha, di'it lehu tir'eh, they say that that goes out to pasture. Ba'u lo amrinam, dim shachata b'chutz l'shniya d'niftar. If you shech the second one b'chutz, that you're patur. Ve'afa gavdu lechatchila lo karva hi gufa ola. Even though lechatchila, it will not end up as an ola. Ela, you're going to have to take damea. You have to take its money and then purchase an ola with it. Nevertheless, chayav alea b'chutz. You're going to be chayav b'chutz on it. Di karva ledida gufa ola bifnim mitkabeleti. Because if you did bring it as an ola, it would be accepted. Obviously, b'diavid, if you did it as an ola, it would be accepted. So since it would be accepted itself as an ola bifnim, therefore, when you, even though you have to use wait for it to get a blemish and then sell it and then buy with it a korban, nevertheless, in this instance, since it could have been used b'di'evit as a korban, we say that it's good enough to be chayav b'chutz. They agree in a case where the chatat is missing at the time that he does the second chatat, it was missing, and therefore it's a chatat shenevda or shenitkapru b'alei, and then you find it afterwards. At that point, that's for sure nitchet, and that goes the mitah. So machokus bein Rabbi and the Chachamim is when is that point at which your point becomes a chatach and kapru ba'aleha, and it's ola the mita. According to Rabbi, that point is it's after the first moment of hafrasha, then you're in that parsha already. According to Chachamim, it's only at a later stage. When you actually do the akrova, do you come into that parsha? Why is that relevant? Well, that's relevant to our mission over here because it's teaching us, like Rabbi, that the diuk out of here is that only if it got lost at the time of hafrasha does it mita. But if it's done in the beginning, when you took out two animals achrayut, that you're not going to have a chatat the mita. So why? Because it's Rav Huna Marav. Asham shenitak l'riya, Asham that was put out to graze. The chamesh chataot that are metot, the same things apply to an Asham, but they know they're not meta, but they're nitak l'riya. They go out to graze until they get a blemish. So here's a case when Asham shenitak l'riya was put out to pasture, did not get a blemish yet. V'shachato stam, and then he shechs it without having any da'at about it. Kasher li'ola. It's a kasher li'ola because that's what its intent is, that's what its end game is, that's where it's going, is to be an ola. The soto over here, when you mafrish two chataot, we know that one of them is going to be a chatat, the other one is going to be an ola. Where it says, midomi, how can you compare the cases? Hotom Hashem zachar, v'ola zachar. Over there, Hashem is from a male animal, and an ola is from a male animal. So therefore, when you say that you shechted the Hashem stam, and that it goes ola the ola, that makes sense, because you're dealing with a male and a male. Over here, a chatat is a nikevahi. When you're mafrish, l'chatfila, two chataot, one lachrayut, and one to be used, the second chatat that you're mafrish is a nikevahi. You can't use that as an ola, to wait for it to get a moment, it, sell it, and then buy an ola. So it doesn't directly end up as an ola. I can understand by the Hashem, the Shachatostam, it becomes an ola because that's a zachar. The switching over to an ola is very easy. But over here, you cannot switch it to an ola. You have to go through a whole process of selling and then switching it to an ola. So the Gemara Amar Chia, Miyustinia, It's Rabbi Chia Meyustina. It's right next to Houston. It says, "B'seir Nasi." We're talking about the Seir of Nasi, which it's a male. So there you have a case. If it's a Seir Nasi that's Mafrish Lachrayut, two animals, then we have a male animal over there. And since you have a male animal, there's a case where it can go directly to being an Olah. All right, we're starting the next parak here. The parak, we're going to go through the Mishnah. The Mishnah here is the Mishnah for the entire parak. So we have all today's daf. The remainder of today's daf is just the Mishnayot for this parak, which combined all the Mishnayot of the parak and put it together in a single Mishnah here. Parat chatat shesarfa b'chutz migita. A parat chatat, the parat duma that was done outside of its gita, outside of the depression in which it was burnt. V'chin seir mishtaleach, the seir outside. Shikri b'chutz that was done outside. Patur. Both of those cases, you're patur. Shenamar. Tel petach omeid lo hevio. V'chayav for halab b'chutz. It has to be a case where you didn't bring it to omeid that it should have been. Kol shein ro'i lovel petach moed. In chayavin alav. It's not ro'i to come to petach omeid, then you're not chayav on it. So the seir mishtaleach, it never ends up being mukrav bifnim. It has to be done b'chutz. The parat chatat is all done, the avodah is done b'chutz. Since all this is done b'chutz, and this doesn't come el petach omoed, you're not going to be chayav if you do alat chutz or shkitat chutz on these animals. Haruva, vanirba, vamukze, vanevad, vamechirkele, vetnan, vakilayim, vatrefa, biyotze dofin. All of these are cases in which the psulo is not psulo b'kodesh, doesn't relate directly to kodesh, it's not a psul that happens after shchita. These are psulim that are problematic. Bestiality, if it was performed on it, already performed bestiality. Mukze was designated for, to be used as a avodah zarah, nevad, it was worshipped. Mechirkele, it was sold for the dog. Exchange for a dog at night, it was used as the compensation for a zonah. Kilayim, it's a mixed breed. Ve'etrefa, and yotzei dofen, a cesarean section, not born through the birth canal. All of these, shikram b'chutz, your patur, shenamar. Lifnei mishkan Hashem. So it says, lifnei mishkan Hashem, which is also in the pasuk. The Gemara will ask, why did they just use the pasuk of ve'el omoed lo yevienu? What happened to that pasuk? Why don't they just use that? We'll get that in the Gemara. Kol shein ro'i lo bo'o lifnei mishkan Hashem. Anything that's not ro'i to be brought to the mishkan Hashem, in chayav alav. Then you're not chayav b'chutz. So all of these are not re'uyim to be brought lifnei mishkan Hashem. Now bali mumim, animals that have blemishes, ben bali mumim kavuim, whether it's a permanent blemish, ben bali mumim ovrim, whether it's a temporary blemish, shikrivan b'chutz and you brought them on the outside, patur. There you patur for once again, because these are not re'uyim the petach omoed. Neither of these animals can be brought as karbanot petach omoed. Rishimon omer bali mumim kavuim patur. You're right. When it's a bal mum kavua, when it's a permanent blemish, then you are patur. Balei mumim ovrim chayav belotase. Balei mumim ovrim yochayv belotase, because it will end up being ra'oi the petach omoed. So true, you can't bring them now the omoed, so you don't have the assay, and you don't have the karet. But necessarily, it will end up being ra'oi the petach omoed at some point in time, and therefore there's a lotase against bringing them on the outside or doing them chutz on migdash. Torim, shaloi giyaz manam, uvnei yonash avar zmanam. So these are pigeons that did not reach their time, and bnei yonah that have passed their time. This, by the birds, we know the bnei yonah are brought only when they're young. That's why they're bnei yonah. And the torim are only brought when they are old enough. What's the threshold for that? Well, the threshold for torim, it's mishiyazivu. It's when their wings turn yellow. When the feathers on their wings turn yellow. So for the torim to know when they're old enough, that is mishiyazivu. When they turn yellow, then they're already old enough. By the bnei yonah, the mishiyazivu, once they become yellow, then they're too old. Mishia Zivu, and then they're too old already. The concept here is that we have one set that are too young and one set that are too old. So that's the case of Shluigiz Manam or Avarz Manam. Shikruvan Bachutzi Duma outside Patur. Rabbi Shimon is going to argue on one of those. Rabbi Shimon or Bnei Yonah, Shavar Zmanam, Patur. For sure, Bnei Yonah that are too old, there's nothing to talk about. They would never be kasher again. And therefore, you're right. It's like having a permanent mum. On the other hand, Torim Shalom, Giazman, I mean, talking about pigeons that have yet to reach their Zman, then it's below Tasei. Against below Tasei, because why? They will eventually become Ru'in for a Karban and the Petach Omoid, and therefore they're subject to the Lotasei, just like the mum over is. Otov ed bino. If you shechted two animals, the mother and the son, on the same day, umechusar zman, or something that is yet to be ra'uy lemizbeach, meaning within the first 8 days of its life, patur. Again, those are not ru'uyim the petach omoed. You can't shech them today. Shimon omer haizeh belotase. If you do it, there's a lotase. Because Shimon omer kol shehu ra'uy lavo achar zman. Anything that will be ra'uy after time to be an olam moed, haizeh belotase. it has a lo taseh ve'ein bo karet, but it does not, or it's not subjected to the karet, the punishment of karet. L'chamim marim, koshe ein bo karet, ein bo lo taseh. If you don't have karet, you don't have a lo taseh. You can't separate the two out. You have a lo taseh, then you end up with karet. You don't have a karet, you don't have a lo taseh. There's no independent lo taseh of the karet over here. Again, we'll be discussing this in the Gemara. Mechuser zman ben begufo ben bebalav, something that is missing time, I mean it's yet to come its time, whether it's begufo of the korban itself, ben bebalav, whether it's the owners of the animal, the ones that are bringing the animals. Ezehu mechuser zman bebalav, mechuser zman begufo, we just saw before, those were animals before their eighth day, animals otoved bino, a torim tishli yigiyaz manam, those are all times of animals that are mechuser zman begufo, mumover, another one. Now, what's mechuser zman bebalav? How can you have a mechuser zman bebalav? That's what the Mishnah comes to describe now. Ezehu mechuser zman bebalav hazav ve'azava ve'yoledet. The girsa should not read hamitzora here. Shikrivu chatatam v'ashamam b'chutz p'turim. Ezav azava ha'yoledet, who are all people who are going to end up bringing karbanot in order to be tahor. They are going to be mechuserei kapara, and therefore they have to bring at the end a chatat. The Gemara will ask asham. None of them bring an asham. And I'm assuming that's the girsa here of the mitzora, that if the Gemara asks, what about an asham? Well, if there's a mitzora there, then you won't ask the question of how come the Mishnah mentioned asham? Mentioned asham because of the mitzora. That's why Rashi takes out the girsa of mitzora, because the Gemara is going to ask, where's the asham here? So now these items all have a chatat. They are mechusrei kapara. So if they brought their chatat before the time that they are tahor, before the eighth day of their tahara, then they are mechusrei zman. These balim have no right to bring a chatat or an asham at that point in time. And we know that a chatat and asham cannot be brought as a neder or nidava. So when they bring it and they're mechusrei zman, this is a karban that is not ra'oi to be brought in the Mikdash. So that's what the Gemara says here. It says, Zav, Zav, Yolet, Shikriv, Chatatam, Asham, Bechutz, Turim. If they do it outside, they're patur, because they're not ru'im, they're lo-mo'ed at this point. You can't bring them inside. On the other hand, Olotayim, Shalmeim, Bechutz, Chayavim. If they brought an olah, the Shlamim, then they are Chayav. Again, the Gemara will ask, where is there a Shlamim associated with these individuals? But Olotayim, Shlamim, that are brought Bechutz, Chayavim, because they can be brought as a neder and a nedava. So true, they are not ru'im to bring those karbanot to complete their tahara process, but they could send in an olah shlamim as a neder or nedava. So that's why they'll be chayav if they do their makriv them b'chutz. Hamale mi basar chatat, mi basar asham, mi basar kodshei kodashim, mi basar kodshim kalim. Person who brings from the flesh of a chatat, an asham, kodshei kodashim, what's left over. So you have to say kivsei atzeret. We're talking about the shami tzibur. And then you have the kodshim kalim, which are all edible basar. They're not put on the mizbeach. Umotar omer, the leftovers of the omer, which are given to the kohanim. The shtei lechem, which are given to the kohanim. The lechem apanim, after the bazich elovanar put on the mizbeach, which are given to the kohanim to eat. The sharei menachot, which are given to the kohanim to eat. But those are all items that are given to the kohanim to eat, or to the balim to eat, in the kodshim kalim's case. Any of those that are makriv on the mizbeach b'chutz, you're going to be patur, because they're not ro'oi the mizbeach. They don't belong on the mizbeach. Even if they're not put on the mizbeach, so then if you do them b'chutz, it's not considered an avoda that you're going to be chayav for mamaleh b'chutz. Now, these are avodot that you do b'fnim, hayotzeik v'apotet, these are by menachot, when you do yitzikat ha-shemen on top of them, or ptita, which is the folding up of them, v'abolel, and the mixing of the menachot, v'amoleach, and the salting, v'ameinif, v'ameigish, by the menachot that you do the tnufa and the hagashas to touch it against the corner, the marvidromit corner of the mizbeach, v'masaderet ha-shulchan, or someone sets up the table, min the lechem ha-panim, v'mitivet ha-neirot, and someone who, as Rashi says, midashen et ha-menorah b'boker, he cleans out the holders, the cup holders in the menorah, in order to prepare them to be lit in the afternoon. Vakumets, or does a kamitza, vamekabel damim, or does kabbalat adam b'chutz, patur. All of these cases, you are patur. Now, we explained by the first set of why you're patur is because none of them belong on the inside. Since none of them belong on the inside, or they're not put on the mizbeach, and inside they're basar that's consumed by Adam, not by the mizbeach. Therefore, you're not chayav if you're makriv them b'chutz. What about the other items? The other items, we did this actually in the previous parak, where the Torah specifically gives you the cases where you're chayav. You're chayav for shkitat chutz, you're chayav for helat b'chutz, and you're chayav for zrikat dam b'chutz. And there the Gemara learned that we couldn't do a kal v'chomer, or we can't learn out b'me matzinu, because of the chumrot that is associated with each one. And even though Zrikat Adam could have been learned out from Shechita and Halah, nevertheless the Torah went out of its way to write it. The fact that the Torah went out of its way to write it shows you that we're not going to learn anything out from these avodot. It's these avodot levad that you're chayav for, nothing else that you are chayav for. So that's why in all these cases, even though they are required bifnim, they are avodot done bifnim, nevertheless they are not singled out by the Torah to be chayav b'chutz. Again, there'll be a brayta in the Gemara that will give us more information about that. The aim, about these items as well, in chayavim alav, lo mishum zarut, ולא משום תומה, ולא משום מחוץ לבגדים, ולא משום שלא רחוץ ידיים ורגליים. So all of these items, not only are you not chayav בחוץ, but you're also not chayav on them if a zar performs them. A zar performs any of these avodot, you're not chayav charet for that, because it's not avodat matana, and avodat shleima, as opposed to avodat siluk, and avodat sheyesh achrei avodah, where you would not be chayav for zarut. When you do the avodat, it has to be avodat matana and avodat tama. It has to be something that you're giving, not something that you're removing. That's number one. And number two, it has to be an avodat that has no other avodah after. It's a complete process, or the completion of a process, in order to be chayav bezarut. In all of these cases, these are in the middle of the process, or they're removing something from the, whether it's lechem apanim, or if it's the heitivet aneirot, all these items that are removing and not doing something positive, active avodah. So because of that, you're patur bezarut. When it comes to tumah, there's a hekesh, since they're learned out of the same place, zarut and tumah, anything you're chayav for zarut, you're also chayav for tumah. Mechusar bigadim, we said before that bezman shebigadim, when you have the big day going on, then you're a Kohen. You don't have the big day going on, you're not a Kohen, you're like a Zar. So you have the same din as a Zar. And Rechutz Yadayim Raglayim, we have a Zera Shavah of Chukah that we end up learning out from Rechutz Yadayim Raglayim to the case of Mechusar Bigadim. And just like Mechusar Bigadim is like Zarut, so too Rechutz Yadayim Raglayim will be a Zarut. So all of these basically have the same din as a Zar. And by the Zar, we have a requirement that it be Avodat Matana and Avodat Tama. That it be something that is giving and something that is a complete Avodah. And all of these are missing one or both of those aspects. And that's why you're patur in all these cases. Right now, this is the next section of the Mishnah. Ad shelo hukama mishkan, hayu abamot mutarot. Till the time that the Mishkan was put into place, into service, the bamot are mutarot. Va'avodah bebechorot. And the Avodah is done by the bechorim. Mishukama mishkan, once the Mishkan was put in place, nesrua bamot. Then the bamot came asurot, va'avodah bekohanim. And the Avodah was changed over to the kohanim. Kodshe kodoshim nechlim lifnim min hakohanim. The kodshe kodoshim are eaten inside the chatzer of the Mishkan, inside of the curtains of the Mishkan. The kodshim kalim b'chol machane Yisrael are consumed within the entire machane Yisrael, and in the encampment around the Mishkan, that is classified as being the place where you can eat the kodshim kalim. Ba'u le Gilgal. Once they came to the Gilgal, upon entering into Eretz Yisrael, crossing over the Yarden, who drew a bamot. The bamot became mutarot at that point. Kodshe kodoshim nechlim lifnim min hakohanim. The kodshim kalim are still eaten within the curtains. The kodshim kalim b'chol makom. And the kodshim kalim anywhere. Now obviously we're not talking about a bamat yachid, because a bamat yachid can only have on it something that is otherwise nidar v'nidev. Only something that can be a neder nidavah is placed on a bamat yachid, which means you can only have an olah shlamim. So you clearly are not talking about kodshe kodoshim that you're consuming. There's only kodshim kalim there. What they're speaking about here is the Bamat Tzibur. There was a Bamat Tzibur that was placed in Gilgal, that basically had the Mishkan in the Gilgal, that was classified as a Bamat Tzibur. At the Bamat Tzibur, where you can bring there Korbanei Tzibur, there, that's what we're talking about, Kodshim Kadashim, that can be eaten with Nim and Aklaim inside of the curtains that were established in the Gilgal before the Mishkan came to its permanent resting place. But at that point in time, when it was left in a temporary place, and the Aron was taken around when they went to battle, so in that instance, the Bamat Tzibur that was over there, you bring Kodshim Kadashim on that, and bring Kodshe Kodashim on that. Those Kodshim Kodashim and Kodashim Kalim have the din of, number one, Lefnuin HaKalim for the Kodshe Kodashim, and they have a din of B'chol Makom when it comes to the Kodshim Kalim. Correct. Kodshe Kalim can relate to either the Bamat Tzibur or to the Bamat Yachid. Yes, both of those are qualified. Right, now, Bo L'Shilo, After that, when they came to Shiloh, when they put the Mishkan in its permanent place in Shiloh, Nesru Abamot. The Bamot became Asurot again. In the Shiloh, there was no roof over the Mishkan. It was a structure of stones, meaning the base and the walls were made out of stones. But there were still the drapes or the throws that were put on top that we had from the Mishkan. Those were put on top in Shiloh. So the structure was permanent, but the roof was not a permanence. It's almost like a sukkah. Minucha. That's the definition of minucha in the pasuk, which we have in Devarim Perek Yud Bet. We used before to get at some of the azharot, but it says, you have to take the place that Hashem chooses. Shama, and there you bring otechem, zibchem, ashrotechem, all the things you have to bring, you'll bring there, and then you'll eat lifnei Hashem lokechem. Lo tasun kochol Hashem nachlo sim po yom ishko Hashem benav. Don't do like we do here. Ki lo vatem adata elam menucha velanachah Hashem Hashem lokechem noten lach. Because you have yet to reach the menucha and nachala that Hashem promised you. So when Hashem gives you the menucha nachala, then you're not allowed to do ishko Hashem benav. That means when you haven't reached it, you are. So that's what happened between the time of the Mishkan and the Midbar and Mishkan Shiloh. You weren't batim out of nachala velam menucha. Over here, that's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says that the Mishkan Shiloh is what's mentioned in the pasuk. When it says kivatim adai la menucha vela nachala, Mishkan Shiloh is the menucha aspect of that pasuk. There, kodshei kodashim nechlim lifnim nakleim. Once again, the kodshei kodashim are eaten inside of the curtains. Here, it's inside of the walls, right, of the outer chatzer. The kodshim kalim umaiser sheni b'chol oroeh. Kodshim kalim and maiser sheni are eaten anywhere you can see the Mishkan from, and that's why if you go today to the Yishuv of Shiloh and the mountains that are around Shiloh where you can see the Mishkan, they have the area where they think the Mishkan was from the excavations over there. Any mountain that's around there, if you go, you can find shards of pottery everywhere because they ate their kodshim looking at the Mishkan. And what do you do after you eat kodshim? In Kli Cheres, you break them and you leave them there. So any place that you can see the Mishkan from, the mountaintops around there, including Eli, which is right nearby, if you go on the top there, you find shards of pottery everywhere, because the people were eating their kodshim looking at the Mishkan Shiloh. So now the only interesting point I want to make here is Maaser Sheni. How come before when it was in Gilgal in the Heter HaBamot they didn't mention Maaser Sheni b'chol makom? They only mentioned Maaser Sheni here when it came to Shiloh, and that's because Maaser Sheni is not Nahog until after Yerusha v'Chiluk, right? It has to be at the point of Yeshiva until the time when they settled down. Maaser Sheni only became Chayav once Mishkan Shiloh was established. For the first 14 years they were not Chayav in the Masrot, and they were Maaser Sheni, and that's why it's not mentioned in the previous statement. Then, after that point in time, the Mishkan is destroyed in the time of Eli. The Miklei HaMishkan are moved to Nov and Givon. They're in Nov until Shaul destroys Nov Yir HaKohanim, and then it moves to Givon. Both of them found in the Chilik of Binyamin. You have all the Klei HaMishkan. The Aron is not found there during this period of time. The Aron is originally with the Plishtim, moves to Beit Shemesh, then to Kiryat Yarim, and then to the house of Oved HaDomi. So that's where the Aron is during this period of time. But the Mizbeach and the Bamat Zibur are found in Nov and Givon. Hutru HaBamot, at that point in time in Nov and Givon, the Bamot are once again Mutarim. Kodshei Kodoshim Nechlim Lifnim Nechlim, again by the Bamot Zibur, they're eating inside of the Chatzer, the walls that are around. Kodshei Kalim Bechol Arei Yisrael. The Kodshim Kalim are eaten in any city in Eretz Yisrael. Now, Rashi says over here, Bechol Arei Yisrael, it's not that it's significant. It has to be necessarily in Arei Yisrael. But, right. The way Rashi terms it over here, it's the same thing. It's just a practical consideration. Where is everybody now? When they were doing the kibush and the chiluk, everybody's wandering around. So that was means b'chol makom. Now they've already settled in cities. Since you can bring your bamat yachid anywhere you want, where are you? Where are the people found? They're found in Arei Yisrael. So that's what it means. Kodshikalim b'chol Arei Yisrael. You could have said that there's a difference, and that b'chol Arei Yisrael over here means that only within the walled cities, within the cities of Eretz Yisrael. We know that walled cities in Eretz Yisrael have a different kedusha. So maybe that was particularly Arei Yisrael and not b'chol makom. But Rashi does not learn it that way. Rashi says that it means the same. It's the equivalent of saying b'chol makom. What about Maaser Sheni? So Rashi is actually goreis Maaser Sheni over here b'chol Arei Yisrael. Oh, Maaser Meiser Sheni. Rashi does have, here's some Meiser Sheni over here. It says, Parech b'gemara neske lahatam. Why does Meiser Sheni, why can you eat it b'chol makom? Why don't you have to bring it up to the Bamat Zibor, Nov and Givon? We'll come back and see later on in the Gemara, and Kuf Yoterem Tosfos discusses this extensively and disagrees with Rashi with regard to Meiser Sheni. But at least according to Rashi, the mission did include a girsa of Meiser Sheni over here. So Rashi, who does have that girsa of Meiser Sheni, has to explain why this is different than the Meiser Sheni by the Mishkan. So Baal Yerushalayim, they come to Yerushalayim Yisru HaBamot. Then the Bamot become Asurim, V'lo Yalehem Heter. And there's no longer any Heter. V'yaita Nachala. In the Pasuk of Kilovat Maratayel Meruchav V'yala Nachala. Now we hit Nachala. She'ashem L'chev Noten La. Now you reach the Nachala. Nachala is Yerushalayim. Kodshi Kodeshim Nechlim Lifnim Minakoyim. The Kodshi Kalim are eaten inside the walls of the Azara. Kodshi Kalim Ma'isa Shini Lifnim Minachuma. Inside the walls of Yerushalayim. As Rashi says over here, that Yerushalayim is Keneged Machane Yisrael. It's interesting to note, there is a machlokas about Yerushalayim, whether it was Nitchalka L'Shvatim, was it distributed to the Shvatim, meaning Binyamin and Yehuda, or was Yerushalayim a national city that belonged to all of the Shvatim, Lo Nitchalka L'Shvatim. I think it would be interesting if we said that it was Lo Nitchalka L'Shvatim. Here we see this equation between Yerushalayim and Machane Yisrael. It would make a lot of sense to say Shalom Nitchalka L'Shvatim, that it was a city that belonged to all of Klal Yisrael, just like Machane Yisrael, and that would fit very nicely with what we're seeing over here. Kol kodshim shikdisham b'shat isra b'mot, v'ikrivam b'shat isra b'mot, any kodshim that were nikdash, to be real kodshim during the time of isra b'mot, and they were brought in b'chutz, b'time isra b'mot, v'b'chutz, harei elu ba'asei, v'lo ta'asei, v'chayven alav karet, v'chayv v'nasei, and alo ta'asei, and v'chayv karet. Now, the asei, which we had before, which is, v'yivim la'ashem el petach omoe, that's found in the Yikra Perk Yud Zayin, in Pasuk Hei, it says, l'mana sheyivu b'nei shod zivchem Hashem. Even though the Gemara earlier darshan that to only be relevant, it says mikam ve'elech time atzvachim sheikdisham b'shat heter abamot ikram shat isra abamot. Even though the Gemara said that was referring to a case where the haktasha was done b'shat heter abamot. Nevertheless, here the Mishnah indicates that there's an assay associated with it, even when it was hektasham b'shat isra abamot. So over there, there have been assay lo tasei v'chayvin alav karet hektasham b'shat heter abamot v'ikram b'shat isra abamot. The Hekdesh was done by the time there was a Heter Bamot. And they were put on the Mizbeach in the time of Yisr Bamot, Bachutz. That's what we learned in the previous parak, that V'hiviyom el Hashem el Petach Moed is the positive commandment. V'lo Yizbechu od Zivcheim Lasirim is that negative. That's the Lo Tasei. And there we said, Zod Lahem. Zod Lahem Vein Acheret Lahem. Zod Lahem means this is the only punishment they get. The Asay and the Lo Tasei, they do not get the Karet. That's how we learned the Pasuk in the previous parak, to teach us there's no Karet when it was done. The Hekdesh was done by Heter Abamot, and Akrava was done Bishat Isur Habamot. So now, the last case is Hikdisham Bishat Isur Habamot, Hekdish was done Bishat Isur Habamot, Rikrivam Bishat Heter Abamot, but Akrava was done Bishat Heter Abamot, Reelu Basay, Vein Behem Lotasay. The only thing that you violated here is the Asay. The Asay was Nitvatel. When you were Makdish them, they were Ra'oi to go to the Mishkan because it was still there, it was extant, and you should have brought it to the Mishkan. Now, you can't bring them anymore because the Mishkan was destroyed or something happened, and now they're in a Pizman of Heter Abamot. So you were mevatel an assay. By hanging around, not bringing them on time, you were mevatel the assay. But now, you can't say that there's any
lota say or karet,
because the only time you're chaya b'chutz, if it's ra'o the petach omoed, there is no petach omoed anymore. They're not going to be chaya b'chutz. So lota say doesn't apply, karet doesn't apply. The assay, you're already violated because you were makdish at a time that you should have brought it, and you should have done it. Now, you can't bring it anymore. So the assay was nitpatel because you waited too long. Ve'elu kochim krevim b'mishkan. Which kochim are allowed to be brought in the mishkan? Kochim shuk tushu the mishkan. Kochim that were mukdash for the mishkan. Karbonot zibur. The karbonot zibur krevim b'mishkan. Ve'karbonot yachid b'bama. And the karbonot of the yachid are done on the bama. Woo! Wait a minute. Why is a karbon yachid going on the bama? If we're talking about a mishkan. Bezman a mishkan, there's an isur bamot. So what are we talking about here? We're talking about the mishkan, as Tzvi, you mentioned before, in the Gilgal. When they had it in the Gilgal, the bama tzibur was actually the mishkan. It just wasn't the permanent place of the mishkan. So this is a case during the Sheva of Kibush v'chiluk, where the Mishkan is there, it's just in the Gilgal, and has a classification of a Bamat Zibor, not a classification of the Mishkan, before Mishkan Shiloh. So in that time, what do you bring to the Mishkan that's sitting in the Gilgal, and what do you do on the Bamat Yachid? So that's what the Gemara is answering here. Kochim shuk tushu the Mishkan, if you specify that they're done for the Mishkan, you got to bring them there. All Karbonot Zibor, for sure, go on the Bamat Zibor, or go on the Mishkan in the Gilgal, and the Karbonot Yachid that are brought, can be brought on a Bamat. Karbonot Yachid shuk tushu the Mishkan. Karbonot Yachid that are specified to go to the Mishkan, obviously go to the Mishkan, karvu b'mishkan. You can put them on the bama, you're patur. Because over there, there was no requirement that the Kodshim of the Yachid get to the Mishkan or El Petach HaMoed, just because he said that he was Makdish them, the Mishkan, that he has to bring them. So he's not violating Kodshim B'chulitz, he's violating his Neder. His Neder was to bring a Korban and bring it to the Mishkan. So now when he brings the Korban B'chulitz, he hasn't done anything wrong. He brought the Korban, he just brought it in the wrong place. So he violated his Neder, he's not in violation of Kodshim B'chulitz, because the Bamot are Niterot at that time. Ma ben Bamat Yachid B'mat Zibur, what's the difference between a Bamat Yachid and a Bamat Zibur? Smicha. Ushchita Tzafon. You don't require smicha in a Bamat Yachid. You don't require shchita b'tzafon. In a Bamat Yachid, matan saviv. You don't require shtei matanot shein arba. When it comes to a Bamat Yachid, utnufa v'agasha. And you don't need to do the wave offering and the touching of the mincha to the mizbeach. Right, all nidvat yachid. These are all korbanot nidvat yachid. Shlamim requires smicha. The mincha requires tufan hagasha. Matan shtaim shein arba applies to an olah, to a shlamim. So these are all about these korbanot yachid that are brought in nidar v'nedavan. But mat yachid, you don't have any of these requirements. The implication from the statement of the Tana Kama is that by bamat yachid, there's no tufan hagasha, which means there's no mincha on bamat yachid. But that does mean that there is a mincha on bamat zibur. Now comes Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein mincha b'bama. You don't need to talk about tufan hagasha, which are with the mincha, because there are no minachot that are brought on a bamat. And Rabbi Yehuda says that's not even true by bamat zibur. There aren't minachot kol ikar. To your point, see, vikihun, you don't need a kohen. Ubikli, big day sharet, you don't need big day kuna. Ukli sharet, you don't need kli sharet. Reach nichoch, you don't need reach nichoch. We learned in the first parak, reach nichoch means that when you bring the korban, it has to smell good. That means that it can't be pre-barbecued meat, where it already was cooked and it doesn't smell good now when you cook it again. So there has to be something. By the bamat yachid, you don't have that restriction against it being cooked before you place it on the mizbeach. There's no chuta sikra for the damim lamalo lamato. Rechut yadayim raglayim, you don't have to do the washing of hands and feet. None of these things are ma'akev. None of these things are applicable by a bamat yachid. Aval, what does apply? Hazman v'notar v'tameh. The zman of the echilat karban. The fact, zman means here machshevet chutz lezmano, mean pigol, as well as notar, which is the actual zman going past the actual zman, and tameh, tumak, shavin bezeh bezeh. They apply both to the bamat yachid and to the bamat zibur or to the mishkan itself. So over here, these are the or things that are a difference between Bamat Yachid and the Bamat HaTzibur. Okay, tomorrow we'll continue with the Gemara to discuss this Mishnah.